An exhibit of National Geographic's greatest photos of the American West is opening in 10 cities across the country this weekend, including Cody and Jackson. It's an eclectic mix of both historical and modern-day images, which are meant to showcase the nuances and the complexity of the West. The National Museum of Wildlife Art in Jackson spearheaded the show, and the museum's CEO, Jim McNutt, joins us now to talk about it. He says figuring out how to organize the photos intelligently took some creativity.
We didn't want to do it by traditional categories like transportation and energy and mountains and rivers and things like that, like it was some kind of an encyclopedia. We wanted to do it so that people were reminded of the complexity and also the diversity of things in the West. So the themes that are in the exhibit are legends and encounters and boundaries and visions. And so the photographs in each of those sections kind of play off of those ideas, but in a very broad way.
So what were your criteria for selecting photos? What were you looking for? What stories were you trying to tell?
We really wanted to do a couple of things. One was find a selection of photographs that gave some sense of the diversity and breadth of the impact of National Geographic over 125 years on people's perceptions of the American West. So when I look at all these photographs, I'm thinking, what is it that people see in this image? How many people have seen it? And how many millions of copies of these magazines have these images gone out so that people in Florida or New York or Brussels or somewhere else all have an impression of the American West? And the other thing that we really looked for was really great quality photography. The ones that we picked are all pretty stunning for one reason or another. And so we just had a lot of fun with it.
So do you think there are things that that people who are not from the West or maybe have never been to the West, that they will learn about the West from this exhibit?
I think so, because I think no matter how many pictures you've seen or how many geographics you've looked at, you're going to see something in this show that you aren't aware of. And there are things that they're not all rosy, wonderful, natural settings or landscapes or cowboys and Indians in a romantic setting. Some of them, I mean, there's a great picture of Brave dressing up for a powwow in the Dakotas, and he's in a tent, and so he's putting on his earring. You can see all his regalia. But what's striking about it, he's in this very commercial tent. He's backed up with a pickup truck and a styrofoam cooler and all these accoutrements of contemporary society because he's clearly a modern person, but he's getting ready to do a performance and a dance at a powwow. So you see something that you don't normally think about if you put this real person in that context. So I think there's a lot of depth to it. There are things that are striking in other ways. There's a great picture of a fence with little American flags on it that's somewhere in Arizona and designed to keep aliens from coming into the United States, and that kind of stuff. So there's good and bad, and there's some things that are representative of industry, oil workers, for example. So it's not all rosy pictures. It's intended to have people come away and think there's more to the West than this. Just a little personal experience, and I don't know where else you may have lived, but I grew up in Texas and have lived in the West most of my life, but I've been to the East and I've worked in the East from time to time. And it was always amazing to me that people thought Texas was a vast desert. That's all it was, because that's as much as they knew, and that's what so many of the images about the West told them it was. Well, certainly some of it is, but a lot of it's, piney woods and evergreen forests and coastal plains and great plains. There's just a lot of diversity. Wyoming, of course, probably gets the same kind of treatment from people that haven't been familiar with it. So it's always fun to have that kind of surprise in there for people.
Well, Jim McNutt with the National Museum of Wildlife Art in Jackson, thank you so much for visiting with us.
All right. Thank you so much.